Hey, there's a conference coming to Carleton University. I know, what a surprise. This is your surprise face, isn't it? Actually, it's a little bit different. Sean Graham is here to tell us a little bit about that. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell everybody what you're doing.
So we are having an unconference on October 27th, and it is about issues of accessibility and digital media and technology.
Okay.
And the idea of an unconference is, if you've ever been to a regular conference and you go in and you listen to papers and time passes ever so slowly, an unconference is a conference, but we get rid of the papers.
Okay.
So it's just all of the good conversation that happens during coffee break or over beer later.
Okay, all right.
Although no beer features.
So you figure that there's people get more out of it in between the actual conferences, so that's what you want to concentrate on.
Exactly. You end up building things, making new partnerships. Good stuff comes out of them.
So will you assign a room, a topic, and just say, everybody at 10 o'clock, go into this room and we're going to talk?
More or less. What happens, everybody comes in at 8:30 in the morning and we... people suggest things that they would like to talk about, put them on slips of paper, show of hands, what have you.
Right.
And the most interesting ideas go up on the board and we say, okay, at 10 o'clock, go into this room if you want to talk about maps and sound. Go
right.
into this room if you want to talk about prosthetics and cyborgs and the law. And what's really great is in a regular conference, if you found it boring and you got up and left in the middle of a presentation, that would be... very rude.
Right.
But in an unconference, it's understood that you'll go around and you'll move between the different sessions
right.
and as your interests take you, and nobody gets upset by that.
So there's a board. So we fooled you, my friend. There is some organization to this.
There is some organization. It isn't all kumbaya.
All right. Is there a moderator in every room then of some sort?
The person who suggested the idea generally takes on the...
Gets to moderate.
Yeah.
That'll teach you for coming up with a good idea.
Exactly.
So there may not be an actual speaker that everybody listens to, but everybody contributes to the conversation. So you find out what the entire room has to say on the topic.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And because we're interested in accessibility, we're trying to make this as accessible as possible. So we also have an arrangement with Citizens with Disabilities Ontario
right.
to use their accessible conferencing system. So we're expecting people to fly in virtually as well and be in the room.
So where did you hear of this idea? Are you the first one to come up with this, or have you heard about this from somewhere else?
I would like to be the first person who thought this up, but I pinched this idea from other people.
Right.
George Mason University in the States came up with this a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago,
okay.
and they pinched it from the world of software development, bar camps, that kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, these things have just gone critical. There are these unconferences all over the world going on all the time.
Oh.
I tried to schedule ours so that I wouldn't conflict with anybody else's, but there's one happening in the Caribbean the same weekend. So,
ooh, that's a tough one to compete
yeah,
against, I'm
Ottawa,
thinking.
Caribbean, Ottawa.
And how could you apply this to other conferences? Where might this work in other places beyond, you know, your application here?
I've been to one on archaeology. Pretty much any situation where you want to bring people together to actually achieve something. An unconference is a nice way of organizing it.
Very good. Thanks for telling us about this.
It's been my pleasure.
It's the Live 88.5 Startup. Sean Graham there from Carleton University. The unconference. There's a link at live88.5.com.